Today, as we celebrate this glorious feast day of our guardian angels, we have to remember that while throughout the year we celebrate all these different saints, and some of them may be our favorites, and boy, I really like this saint, and so on, this one is your own. This is your guardian angel that we're celebrating today. Yours. Yeah, it's everybody else's too, but it's your angel. It's not just, wow, that saint that lived way back when, or that saint that I really like. This is the person who has been with you from the moment that you were conceived, has continued to be with you at every single moment of your life, even in all the sins and all the stupidity that we've gotten ourselves into because we disobeyed his voice. And he has never abandoned you for one split second. And he's going to be with you through the entire course of your life. This is a great, great gift that God has given us. And because we have passages like the one we just heard from the gospel, that not to despise the little ones, for their angels are looking upon the face of our Heavenly Father, we tend to think that guardian angels are for little kids. Guardian angels are for little kids, and big ones too. Because a guardian angel doesn't say, oh, you're grown up now, you don't need me anymore. No, it's we who think we don't need them anymore. Because we don't think we need God. Yeah, we will always give lip service and we'll say that we need him, but we don't trust him, we don't rely on him, we don't make ourselves dependent on him. And that's the exact same problem we have with our own angel. We forget that we even have a guardian angel. We don't talk to him, we don't have a relationship with him, we don't depend on him, we don't ask him for help. We forget that he's there. Think about that for a second. What if your kids were to do something like, I mean, not obviously being a parent, you know, your kids move out and so on, but I'm saying when your kids are younger and you're having to watch over them and keep track of everything, if they just completely ignored you, forgot that you exist, didn't trust you, didn't rely on you, what are you going to think about that? Isn't that what we do to our angels? You have your own angel. A guardian angel will be a guardian angel only once. So think about that for a minute. From before time began, your angel chose you and waited patiently for you to be conceived. Think about that. They knew who they were going to take charge of. They knew who the assignment was because they chose it. Again, it wasn't just that they were assigned. I mean, some of our poor angels, I mean, if they got simply assigned to us, they'd be in despair. But they chose us. And they're way more intelligent than we are. You gotta wonder sometimes. But they see this as a privilege. This is their greatest privilege to be able to be our guardian angel. Do we see it even as a privilege to have a guardian angel? Do we recognize the gift that God has given to us of our angel? So we need to really think about these things. Unfortunately, we only liturgically remember this once a year. And even the way that they have things set up now, we have the Feast of the Angels on the 29th of September, and then just 3 days later, we're celebrating the guardian angels, and then that's it for the rest of the year. And so it's easy to forget about the angels. It's easy to forget about your own angel because we're not being reminded regularly. But we need to think about that because your angel is right there with you. And he's always there with you. And so work on that relationship. Pray to your angel. They want a relationship with you. They're protecting you and they're doing all kinds of things for you. But But just like God, they're not going to violate your free will. They're not going to get in the way, even if you want to do something idiotic. They'll try and help you to say, no, 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 don't do that. But if we're going to ignore them, we're going to ignore them. So let's work on the opposite. Let's pay attention to them. Let's work on developing a relationship with them. Talk with your angel and ask for help, ask for guidance, ask for insight. Ask him to help you when you go to prayer. Your angel is looking at the face of God 24 hours a day. Your angel is caught up in prayer constantly. Not only praying for you, but worshiping and adoring the Lord. So he's going to help you to do the same thing if you dispose yourself to that assistance. So these angels, I mean, what a gift. God could have just put us down here and left us on our own. Look at the mess that we've caused, even with guardian angels. Even with all the things that God has done, look at the mess we've made. Think what it would be like if we didn't have the help. So now that the world is in the mess it's in, we have a greater need to rely on our angels. Our angels are there to lead us to God. Remember, the word angel means a messenger. And so they are there to be a messenger between God and us, to help us to know the will of God, to help us to be able to carry out what is right, to be able to reject the sinful things and to be able to choose the virtuous. So that's why they're there. And right now, temptation is everywhere around us. We need all the help that we can get. And you have divine help 24 hours a day. So pray about that. Pray to your angel and be grateful to your angel. Again, like I said, he chose you. That's how much your angel loves you. He picked you. And at this point, what are they saying? Now there are almost 8 billion people on the face of the earth, and then all the billions of people who've come with us or come before us. And out of all of those billions and billions of people, your angel picked you. How grateful should we be? Immensely. And so thank your angel for his humility to be with you and for his charity in all that he's doing for you. And pray for the grace to be able to hear his voice, to be able to be obedient. Pray for the grace to open your heart, be able to follow him and to have that relationship with him. Because it's pretty obvious as we look around, this isn't something that just comes easily to us because we forget. Thankfully, the angel doesn't forget. He's there all the time, whether we're paying attention to him or not, he's paying attention to us. So pray to your angel. Work on that relationship with your angel. His task is, again, to bring God's will to you, to bring the truth of God, but to lead you to heaven, to make you a saint. And so if we look at it and say, is that what I really want? Then I have all the help that I need. We have our Lord, we have our Lady, we have all the saints, and we have our own angel. So pray to him. Develop that relationship with him. Because you know what? Provided you go to heaven, you're going to be with him for the rest of eternity. And only then will you actually see how much your angel has done for you and how grateful you will be, because you will recognize there is no possible way you would have gotten to heaven without his help. So let's begin to recognize that now. And trust in that help so that we will indeed one day get to heaven.